Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it is time for our live local interview. I have a couple of guests in the studio this morning. Two physical therapists, Jessica Pyatt. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, Peter.
Thank you for coming in. And Alicia Hazeltine.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. We are here to talk about a four-week class that's coming up in September. The topic is menopause, peri and postmenopause nutrition, exercise, lifestyle changes, and more. That's a lot to talk about here in the next 10 minutes or so. So, Jessica, I'm just going to go ahead and start with you, ask you a little bit about your background before we get into the discussion about the courses.
Yeah, I'm a physical therapist. Alicia and I are both physical therapists. I've been in Sitka for 11 years. I've been a physical therapist for 13 years. I'm trained in orthopedics, and I'm also a women's health, board-certified women's health physical therapist. So I've done a residency in women's health physical therapy. I treat all genders, but anything across lifespan that affects women maybe a little differently than men.
Great. And Alicia, how about you?
Yeah, I'm a PT as well, a physical therapist. I've been practicing for nearly 20 years now, and I recently started my own business, Medicine by Movement Wellness and PT. And the idea behind it is trying to offer more of this big holistic approach to care. And so I've been really trying to collaborate with a lot of different professionals in town, and that's kind of what got this course going.
So along those lines, let's talk about an overview of this course. It's about menopause. So what is menopause, and who are you targeting? Who you hope to attract to this course?
Yeah, so menopause is actually defined by not having your menses for 12 months. And the average age of that is 51 to 52. But perimenopause can start 7 to 10 years prior to that. So anyone in their 40s could be starting to experience some of these symptoms. And I mean, you can pretty much say any symptom out there and it can be related. But often things like hot flashes, mental fog, having a hard time concentrating, the list goes on and on and on. And we are trying to kind of target that audience and clear up some of the misconceptions out there. It's a really exciting time. I think there's a lot of new research going on. But with that, it's kind of hard to filter through everything. And our goal is to kind of define what is appropriate and what's not, and then give people the tools to walk away and actually start implementing some changes with it.
So you've designed this course. It's all the Sundays in September to cover a broad range of topics with specialists let's talk about the first week. So the first class is on September 8th, and what do you have on schedule for the first class?
Yeah, so we broke this up into four classes. Jessica and I are movement specialists, and so I'm going to let Jess talk about the last 2 weeks because that is our specialty. The first two, we are collaborating with Dr. Edwards, Dr. Babb, Dr. Antonio, and Jessica Holland, who is a nutritionist at Search. And the first week is going to be more of a panel discussion. So we're going to have the physicians give kind of a 15 to 20 minute overview of menopause, perimenopause, what to expect, common symptoms, and then open it up to questions, which I gave a talk on menopause in July, and I would say at least half of the talk was just people had so many questions. And so this is kind of our time to filter through those and kind of figure out what we need to be focusing on in the course. The second week is going to be nutrition-based, so Jessica Holland will be presenting that. And it's going to be focused on nutrition basics for both peri and postmenopause, which look slightly different. And then rather than just giving people, you should have 20 grams of protein at every meal, we're going to have actual meal plans set out. So, when I gave this prior, I gave some great information, but people are like, I don't know what 20 grams mm-hmm. of protein means. So we'll have actually some meal ideas, and people can walk away and actually start implementing some of those changes.
Okay, so those are the first two sessions, the first two Sundays in September. And Jessica, let's talk about the third and fourth sessions you have scheduled.
Yeah, the third and fourth sessions are going to be more movement-based or exercise-based. Again, Alicia and I, as physical therapists, are movement specialists. And you don't have to see us just because you have an injury. I think we don't promote ourselves enough as physical therapists. I think we should take a hand from the dentist and say, you know, you can come see your PT just for movement and mobility and just things in general exercise. So the third and fourth classes, we want to be actually not just talking about what to do, but actually doing it. So we're going to be in an exercise facility where we can actually like practice movement and practice these exercises and practice things to do. And it's going to target areas that affect us all, but especially affect women. So we lose muscle and we lose muscle mass, and it rapidly accelerates, you know, as we hit this perimenopause transition. We lose bone and we lose bone mass. So we're going to target bone. And then cardiovascular disease affects women greatly. So we're going to, if I just dived it down into like three things to focus on, we're going to focus on how to lift and how to like actually strength train. And I know that scares people, and we want to make it a comfortable environment that people feel okay doing this. We're really just going to focus on form and technique first, so that over time people can learn, you know, how to add weight and get comfortable lifting heavier. We're going to focus on not just doing, you know, your cardio where you just go and just do the same thing for an hour. But we're going to talk about the difference between true high intensity interval training and then sprint training, and like how to actually do those things and why we need to do them. And then bone health too. So what can we do to actually help our bone health? You know, the things that we need to do. And there's actually, I was just telling Alicia, some new research coming about how we have to do what we call jump training or plyometric training. We have to actually do it at speed to actually like target that bone tissue to help prevent decline, or even actually we can improve bone density. And so we're going to actually practice those things. And I know exercise sounds scary to people. We're physical therapists though, so we can modify everything to every level. I think we're going to probably look at who signs up and look at the people and look at their backgrounds and give alternative options to everybody, so everybody has a way to do these things. So I don't want people to feel scared or scared off by when I say, you know, lifting heavy or sprint training. It doesn't have to be running. We're going to find alternative ways to do these things.
Yeah, it's interesting that for the four classes that you have scheduled, that you're starting with the Q&A, because sometimes I think about the Q&A being kind of the last thing. What are the things we didn't cover? And I have this question.
Yeah, I think the reason we kind of structured it that way is to make sure that people are aware of all of the things that are happening to their bodies. And so, like Jess said, you know, there's bone loss, there's muscle loss, there's changes in your cardiovascular system. Estrogen is neuroprotective, so it's our big fighter against inflammation. And so all these things start to happen, and we want people to be aware of why we are changing your nutrition, why we're changing the way you exercise, and kind of be aware of that and have a baseline before we dive into that, and try and keep, you know, the last two very interactive and hands-on as opposed to sitting down and talking.
So something that you haven't talked about that maybe in people's minds, if they've been hearing about this for a long time, is we haven't mentioned anything about medications or drugs or anything. We're talking about nutrition. We're talking about exercise. And Alicia, you mentioned earlier that there's a lot of new research. So can you highlight any real significant differences between kind of conventional wisdom on menopause and treatment?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to let Jess answer that real quick. Sorry.
Peter, are you going towards the medication side of things? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so we're bringing in specialists because that's not our specialty. But I will say what a lot of people, if you go to the early 2000s, were scared off by the Women's Health Initiative. And it was a research study studying hormone replacement therapy. But they were really studying in people that were past menopause. They were in the older group. So like even 60 to 80. And they were... The study was halted early, because it was finding, you know, higher rates of cancer or cardiovascular disease. But there's newer studies, or if you look at the European, I think it's called the Million Women Study. If you use hormone replacement therapy it's not for everybody. Not everybody needs it. But if you use it in the right age groups, you know, in this transition period in that transition time, it's actually can be protective and beneficial. But that's, again, why we're bringing in the specialists and the medical specialists and the doctors to talk about that. On my end, there's new research about how to improve bone health, and it's moving faster than we think with plyometric training, and that's exciting for me.
Well, there sounds like there'll be a lot of new terms for people to learn as well, new techniques, new things they haven't done before, like look at the nutrition labels on what they're eating. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
So we've been speaking with Jessica Pyatt and Alicia Hazeltine. They're both physical therapists, and they are leading a four-week course coming up here in September. Sundays in September. How long are the classes, Alicia?
They're scheduled for an hour. We have some wiggle room, you know, to stick around a little bit after. But from 4 to 5 p.m., starting on the 8th, running through September.
Okay. They'll cover a wide range of topics from speaking with physicians, speaking about nutrition with nutritionists, and then your specialties, movement, bone health, physical mm-hmm. therapy stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So how can people get, how can they contact you, Alicia, to register for the class?
Yeah. So you do need to pre-register. There is a cap on the amount of people, and it is filling up fairly fast. You can call or text 907-623-8708, or you can sign up on my website, which is kind of a mouthful. Maybe you guys can put it up on the website, but it is www.medicinebymovementwellness.com. And if you go onto the website under services, you can just click there and sign up right there.
Great. Well, thank you both for coming in. I hope your class fills up quickly and you were able to accomplish the things that you hope to with this four-week session. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Peter.